At a makeshift cosmetic surgery clinic in inner-city Melbourne, dirty syringes, bloody bandages and tissues lie in a waste paper basket. Boxes are filled with illegally obtained Botox and other drugs. The clinic's owner, neither a doctor nor a nurse in Australia, does double eyelid surgery, anti-wrinkle injections and filler on her bed. A dog is running around, and there is an intravenous drip in the living room. A Chinese journalist named Vicky speaks with the owner.
How long have you been doing eyelids?
About 2 years.
A special investigation by SBS's The Feed has found backyard beauty clinics are running a booming trade in Australia. At another clinic in Melbourne's central business district, the owners say they have to import the drugs from overseas.
Our Botox is from Korea.
It can only be brought to Australia by person. If you post it, it will be confiscated. You're not allowed to import it to Australia, so we can only get it through illegal channels.
State health authorities have long been aware of the illegal clinics. In the wake of a young woman's death at the Medi Beauty Clinic in Sydney last September, New South Wales Health raided 10 clinics and seized illegal drugs. But no clinic owners nor drug suppliers have been charged. The clinics are still running, and it is business as usual. In some cases, the beauty salons put on a more professional front. A woman named Lena says she underwent double eyelid surgery from a woman who claimed she was a GP.
The first time I met her, I saw the certificate in her office.
She says the surgery was painful and the results were unprofessional.
I didn't want to go out. My eyes were so obvious. I wore glasses wherever I went.
In fact, the woman who carried out the procedure has been impersonating a registered doctor for several years. A journalist from The Feed confronted her.
I mean, what if you'd killed somebody?
We are just the microsurgery. It's not a surgery, actually.
Victorian Health Complaints Commissioner Karen Cusack says unless her office receives information from unhappy consumers, it is difficult to take action.
Unless we have sufficient information to be able to investigate or go and talk to providers, then we can't do anything, which is just the way it is. And I think that's probably true of most regulatory agencies. We have to have a basis for doing that.